This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, this, I've never been in this position before, but I decided to let my man choose it. He actually started something online on social media. So joining me now with, maybe we'll find out the name of this segment, but from Detroit, from Legally Armed in Detroit, urban self-defense instructor Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how are you, man? Good evening to you as well.
So, do we know what we're calling this segment yet?
Yeah, man, I've agonized over this segment name far too long. I mean, I spent a lot of energy on it, and, I was just making it so complicated. And I decided to go with the simplistic, minimalistic approach. You
okay.
Ready?
I am.
We're going to call this, get this, Planet Rick.
I sort of like that. Are you going to make a t-shirt?
You know what? I have a guy, man, who's very artistically inclined. I could do that.
I think you should. I think we should. I think there should be a Planet Rick t-shirt.
Yeah, definitely.
That'll be easy for me to remember. Thank you so much. That way, when I'm writing the,
I'll be totally honest. I did not take into account how easy it would be for you to remember when I was coming up with this name. But the fact that it is easy for you to remember, that is an absolute bonus.
I'll probably mess it up anyway. I'll be like, all right, joining us now for Rick's Planet is Rick Ector.
Right. And so, a lot of things swirling through my mind, man. As a matter of fact, I just recently, a couple of days ago, I mean, my email account is like, you wouldn't believe, right? Best way to get a hold of me is just call me, and if I don't answer, like, leave a message.
Right.
And then the next time you call, I might figure, hey, you earn an entry in my address book, and then I'll know who you are when you call, and then I'll answer right away. But you know what? I just found out, and I took care of it today, earlier today. GRPC is coming up, man. So, I've been doing really good. I've been going the last 4 or 5 years in a row now, man. And you know what? I've been fortunate enough to, have a presentation to give. And I usually do it on training women. But
right.
GRP is always special. And plus, that was when I first went after hearing our mutual friend Ken Blanchard's show, man, and he was talking about it. He was talking about it so much that I was like, you know what, I want to actually meet Ken. So I actually drove down to the conference, and I followed Ken around the show like a lost puppy dog because I was so, into Ken and his thing, the black man with a gun.
Right.
All the little platitudes he would say on the show, man. And, I was hooked. And so, and that, of course, spurred this whole advocacy fire, in terms of wanting to get out and spread the gospel of personal protection and self-defense. So it's great, man. It's been great. It's been a great journey.
So, today on Planet Rick, what is on the agenda?
You know, man, and it's a carryover, really, from what we talked about last week. Last week, we were talking about awareness and how important that is.
Right.
Well, if you don't see it coming, there's no way in the world you can be ready. Well,
no.
Be ready for what? That is obviously the next issue, right, or the next concern. Be ready for what? And so what we're talking about today is the things that we need to be ready for, man. You know, how to be ready, because really it's all going to be based on, you know, your response to an issue, you know, to your safety that pops up. And so we're going to talk about four considerations, four states of awareness that you could be in, you know, in terms of, we talked about, you know, recognizing danger, but once you've identified that you're in danger, there's four ways that you can respond to it. So we're going to talk about the four ways of responding to a threat to your safety: freezing, posturing, running, and fighting. I think that'll be a great topic for today.
Yeah. I refer to those first moments. I think, now you correct me if I'm wrong, I think being a concealed carrier gives a person that's carrying a gun a little bit of a leg up on everything going on anyway, just because we're so aware of the fact that we're carrying a gun. Sort of hard to ignore that we're carrying a gun, no matter how small and how comfortable the holster is.
You know, I flip back and forth in terms of how I actually feel about it on a subconscious level. Because there are days when I'm out and about and there's just so much a natural thing that I do, carry a gun, I forget that I have a gun.
Right.
And then there are those times when I'm in places where I can't have a gun, and it seems like I just notice that something is missing, and it just bugs me to no end, man, that, you know, it feels like an appendage is missing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it is. Every time you see me at an event, that's the way it is for me, because I'm not carrying a gun most of the time when I'm at an event. Just because I don't go through the TSA nonsense. Although, now in Indianapolis, when you saw me, oh, yeah, I was carrying a gun.
You know, and that's something we could talk about on some other occasion, man, what you call the TSA nonsense. You know,
yeah.
It's a thing to go through, but, you know, once I did it, you know, and I no longer, you know, was a newbie, you know, it's not that bad. It's not that bad of a thing.
Well, what I like about what you do is that armed self-defense instructors are training regular people to react to the unexpected, because nobody expects for a crime to occur to them, do they?
You know what? I can tell you from personal experience, man. I'll tell you, the last thing that I expected that I would identify is as a former crime victim. And here's the thing. At the time when it happened, it actually occurred, I was very safety conscious. You know, always being careful. But, you know, I got home and I dropped my guard, man, and boom, that's where I got robbed. Right outside of my house. So
in the driveway.
You can never, ever, ever, ever just completely just drop your guard, man. You know, it's just one of those things.
Yep. Yep, it's all a mental game too, isn't it? It's all about a mental game. But before we get into that, coming up on the first break, so tell people how they would find you out there in the interwebs.
I am very easy to find out on the internet. Just think of my name, Rick, R-I-C-K, last name Ector, E-C-T-O-R. You know, my favorite handle that I have everywhere, it's Detroit CCW, all one word, just strung together. You'll find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn even, and even on my blog that I have published online, LegallyArmedDetroit.com.
You heard him. You heard him. This is Planet Rick, Urban Self-Defense Specialist. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This is Planet Rick. Starring Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. We're going to be talking about awareness. Are you there, sir?
Man, I am here. And I just want to say for the record, I love the way it sounds when you say it.
Planet Rick?
Yeah.
You want me to go full on trained voice radio obnoxious dude?
I mean, you know, you don't want to overwhelm them
with
everything that you bring to bear. I mean, the way you pronounced it, you gave it just.
Did you like that? The trained voice thing, I'd be sound. Do you remember Gary Owens from Laugh At? I'd be like, all right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Now we're going to go ahead and proceed with Planet Rick with Rick Ector.
Man, you just did one of those things that I try to avoid whenever I teach or I instruct. That is to come up with a reference from like a decade, several decades ago.
These kids just don't get it, do they? They just don't get it.
Man, you look out into your audience and everyone has these pained expressions on their face like they're trying to figure out this obscure reference that you just, you know, you brought up and then it dawns on you, you know, you just committed another faux pas.
Yeah.
You just dated yourself. But that's okay.
At you like,
then,
they're looking at you like, go ahead and get on with the class, Methuselah. So, all
right. Right, but after you go through the process of explaining the reference, it kind of douses, you know, the enthusiasm, you know, that they were having for the buildup that you were bringing to bear on the introduction of the topic. But, yeah, man, it's one of those things of getting older. You got to realize that your audience isn't necessarily aging as fast as we are, you know.
Just look at the children when they're looking at you the next time and say, all right, after this, in order to graduate, you guys have got to go make a soup sandwich. We used to do that when we were kids. Let's see how
man,
good you guys
know,
are.
And I got into this really long debate last night as to what a sandwich is. It just goes to show you how social media gets crazy, right? Of all the things to argue about, I'm arguing with this friend of mine about what a sandwich is. And it really came down to, is a hot dog a sandwich? And so we opened it up to a poll, man. And we got, I think we're split 50-50. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I saw that on your social media. I decided to stay out of that one.
It got very emotional and heated at times, man. But we had fun with it. But that's how it goes with social media, man.
Anyway, all right. So we got about 4.5 minutes here left in this segment. So let's talk a little awareness, shall we?
Yeah, man. And there's, like I said, there's four basic states of mental awareness, and it's freezing, it's posturing, running. And of course, fighting. Now, the first one, I know I've talked about this a lot, and I know I spent, you know, a little bit talking about it on the last segment, so I don't need to necessarily, you know, overkill it this time around. But, freezing, man, that's where you're just living your life, doing your thing, you know, coming home from work and getting robbed in your driveway. And the reason why you got robbed in your driveway is because, A, you didn't have, you know, a good sense of awareness, right? Something we talked about last time.
Right.
There's a bad guy there, probably with a friend and a gun or two, and you had not considered the possibility of being robbed in your own driveway after making it home safely. And so without a plan, you know, as some people say, you plan to fail. And so I did predictably, which I don't think anyone is surprised, I froze. And by froze means that I did not take action. I just kind of stood there like a statue, man. And I was victimized. They produced a gun, they pointed at me, and they relieved me of all the things that I had in my possession that they perceived to be of value. So, yeah, it wasn't a pleasant moment, but it was a defining moment because it had a great influence on what I would do in the aftermath of that. And of course, that includes learning more about protecting myself. But it takes us to the next segment, the next, I shouldn't say segment, but the next response, which is easily, hands down, my most favorite response I love to talk to about during, you know, our concealed carry class that people take here in Michigan to get their concealed pistol license. And that is the response of posturing. Posturing, I have a fellow trainer, she likes to refer to it as acting as if. Well, you're like, acting as if what? Acting as if you had a means of protecting yourself. You know, someone comes into your vicinity, they start making overtures that they're contemplating, selecting you for victimization. And so you put on this big show, you know, you puff out your chest, you expand yourself, you start being more conscious of ways to get your stuff out of the area. You know, you're becoming very vocal and very demonstrative. And you're telling these guys, hey, what do you want? You know, leave me alone. You know what? It's probably in your best idea if you leave. And you're putting on a show, man. And I tell you what, the more convincing it is, probably the more convincing or the more successful you will be in actually pulling this whole thing off. You know, and there are some people who go so far as when they posture, who might even tuck their hand actually in their shirt and in their pants as if they were, you know, reaching towards a gun or something. But the one thing about posturing, as you can imagine, there's a downside to posturing.
Well, I know about the downside. I had a friend who postured. Right? I had a friend who postured, and he postured against a couple of our local rednecks, and they killed him. He got out like he had a gun in the small of his back. And mm-hmm. So when he walked up on him as he's reaching behind his back, they pulled out a real gun and they shot him. So
therein lies the problem with posturing.
Yep.
Right? It can backfire, particularly if you're not convincing, if they don't believe you, or if in the case of your friend, sorry to hear, they may have a gun themselves.
Right.
And so that is the perfect segue into the next response.
Well, let's hold up the next response because we're coming up on the next break. We're talking about responses to when you are attacked, when you are confronted with, and this is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting ICE Director Matt Albence is testifying during a House hearing on Thursday where he spoke about the ongoing issues at the southern border. Albence says the agency is being stretched too thin and unable to effectively do their job.
Due to its very limited detention capacity, ICE must generally reserve its detention space for those who require congressionally mandated detention, along with those who pose a national security, public safety, or flight risk. However, based on increased enforcement activity on the border, additional ICE detention capacity and transportation funding is urgently needed.
The House passed a massive $2.7 trillion two-year budget deal that boosts Pentagon and domestic spending and a win for Speaker Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. The deal also suspends the debt ceiling into 2021 and now goes to the Senate, where it's easily expected to pass next week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and we are talking about awareness. We just talked about posturing. That can be good, or it can be really bad, which brings us to next to, yes, sir?
Well, the next one is not the most masculine, you know, option that's on the table, but I will say that it is a viable option. And that is, if someone presents a credible and imminent threat to your safety, there is nothing that ties you to actually staying there. Yes. I am actually suggesting that if it is at all possible that you vacate the area as soon as possible, that you run, that you leave, that you quickly leave the area, run. And let me tell you, that is, in many cases, a very viable option. There's nothing tying you necessarily to staying there. And here's right. The great thing. You're creating distance between you and the bad guy. So even if the bad guy is armed, the greater the distance you can put between you and the bad guy, the less likely it is that he may actually be able to shoot you. You might even startle him by running. It's probably the last thing he would expect you to do.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing about running it's not a foolproof strategy for the simple fact. Everyone is not going to be able to execute this option. For example, myself. Yeah, I don't want to belabor the point, but I had a stroke a couple of years ago.
Right.
Some of my running parts don't work as good as they used to, man. I just can't run as well as I could several years ago. The other thing that comes into mind is that you may actually have other people with you. You might have a child with you. You cannot run as a parent or as a guardian and leave a child behind. And also, too, and this is for the fellas, if you're on a date with a pretty lady and you run, I guarantee you she will not accept your phone calls in the future. So running is definitely not an option for everyone. So that then leads us to our last remaining option as to what we're going to do in response to a threat to our personal safety. And that is, of course, that is to actually fight. And to fight, you know, there are some things you're going to need to do to fight. By meaning fight, I can mean fist fight, have an actual fight. Some people have varying levels of physical ability, physical attributes, and they may not be able to conventionally fight. But hey, we're on the Lock and Load show with Bill Frady, and we talk about guns. So principally, I'm talking about fighting with a firearm, your personal protection gun that you have selected to use in your defense. And yes, I'm not mincing any words. I'm talking about that if the circumstances merit and that you're fully aware of the law in your local municipality and you are able to carry and use that gun and you know the laws of lethal force, use that gun to fight for your life. Now, there's some things that go along with that, man. You know, you just can't have, you know, everyone just pulling out guns and shooting. You got to know the law.
Right.
Secondly, you have to know something about guns and gun safety. Some people, by virtue of their training, by virtue of their background, appearance and how they indoctrinated and introduced them to guns, they probably know a lot about guns. Hopefully, too, if you live in an area where licensing is required to carry a gun, you know, I'm not all that big on states that require us to have licenses to carry guns, but for those that do, we have to make sure that we're in full compliance with those laws. Two, you have to actually make sure that you actually get the best gun for you. Not every gun is good for you. You need to find the best gun for you. And not only do you find that gun, you practice with it regularly. You don't want to produce a gun when you need it and you're not very familiar and proficient with it. So, yes, you're going to need practice and you're going to actually need training. And how do you find the best gun for you? And that's a show topic in of itself. You can walk into a gun shop and see guns all over the place. But every gun is not good for you, and you're going to need to make sure you make a good, wise purchasing decision.
Yeah, the whole gun choice. I can tell. I've been a range safety officer at a few concealed carry permit classes. Okay. And I can tell who just came from the gun shop.
Right.
Because there'll be some. There was some kid in one right. class one time, and he had a Glock 20.
Okay.
10 millimeter. Right. He was not prepared for what happened the first time he pulled that trigger.
Well, you know, if it's the first time you shot, you know, a higher caliber gun, it might be a little different than those smaller caliber guns, and you need to be prepared. And one thing I usually do with beginning shooters, man, I usually just give them one round of ammunition to be on the safe side.
Right.
Yeah, particularly if they're not very experienced because, yes, it's true. I'm there watching your every move and to anticipate how you may react. And hopefully, you know, I did a very good job of preparing you to take that shot. But, you know, there's an element of, you know, uncertainty and that may happen. You never know how some people will react. So as a trainer, you got to be ready.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things I like about 9mm.
Mm-hmm.
The ammunition now, the ammunition is so advanced that there's not a lot of discernible difference between 9mm, 45, 40, 10. Well, then at 10mm you begin to see a discernible difference. But the big calibers for self-defense, 9 is very easy to shoot.
And that's the great thing about 9mm. It's a good caliber that's tolerable for a wide range of users. But, you know, there's something we'll talk about, I'm sure, in future shows, man. But caliber isn't the only thing, you know, particularly that affects, you know, the felt recoil. You know,
yeah.
Things such as size and weight and material of the gun. You know, those factors, in addition to caliber, are definitely going to influence how much someone can tolerate a specific caliber. But yeah, practice, man. You want to make sure you practice before you need to actually use it in a real time situation.
Oh yeah. And you want to be able to hit what you're aiming at. Stay on target, all that other fun stuff.
And you know, you hear stories about, you know, actual real time live gunfights, man, even sometimes involving law enforcement and the people they're shooting it out with. You know, they are very far apart. I'm talking a matter of feet, like between 5 and 10 feet, and it takes multiple shots for people to stop missing.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, you're laughing,
Let me get you hold on right there. Let me get you hold on right there. Yeah, that just caught me off guard. Just that realization of the truth of it all. We're going to be right back. This is Planet Rick with Rick Hector. And also, this is Lock and Load.
I wish I would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I make my boss want to toss and all the wisdom he shared.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Goodness gracious. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. Did you hear what I did there? I mean, I almost sounded like a caricature of the old stereotypical Japanese actor back in the golden age, where they pronounce all the L's as R's. I was about to go rock and road.
You know, I caught the reference, but I didn't make the connection. But you know what? It sounded great. Keep up the great work, man.
Yeah. Well, I was also thinking Planet Rick, so I was like, okay. Welcome to Lock and Road. Anyway. So,
all right.
Where were we, please?
Well, I mean, man, we're all over the place. But here's the thing. The key thing that we were talking about in a global perspective is just ways that you can respond to a violent attack at an encounter, right?
Right.
And we covered all the various different options. Freezing, posturing, running, fighting. These are all things that people have to keep in mind when they're protecting themselves, man. And, you know, when you're carrying a gun and, you know, you don't really have an opportunity, you know, to think about these things when you're buying the gun. But once you get it in your possession and you start entertaining training and you start becoming exposed to all these topics, man, it's when it really becomes real and you really have to ensure that you really feel comfortable with that gun. And, of course, you got to make sure that you're in full compliance with your local and state laws, man. And, you know, there's just so many laws that's on the books, you know, and you hear about some places in the country, man, they're going to, you know, constitutional carry where they don't even need a permit to carry a gun. And then you live in places where you can't even legally, you know, possess a gun. And then you got places where, you know, I'm from, like Michigan, man, you know, you can have a gun and you can legally carry in some instances without a license. But you know what? It makes life so much easier if you do have a license, because everyone's not comfortable with open carry. So, you know, you just have to, you know, educate yourself. Let that be the theme of just gun ownership. Education, education, and training.
You know, the thing about every instructor I know, right, no matter who they are, whether they're some tactical specialist or, like you, a urban specialist, every instructor I know points out that there is no shame in running, in avoiding.
Man, let me tell you. I got robbed at gunpoint. But let me tell you, I wish that that was at least in my head as an option. You know, granted, I wasn't in my best shape, but you know what? Adrenaline, you know, would have done me wonders, and I could have actually have gotten away, you know, had I, you know, at least entertained the option, but it was nowhere on my radar, man.
Well, the thing about it is if you do have to go offensive, if you have to go from defense to offense, that is a life-changing moment, isn't it?
You know, it's one of those moments, man, where you have to really think about what happened and what you're going to do in response to it. You know, I entertained a lot of ideas, man. You know, one idea was to just move from this bad neighborhood where I got robbed. And here's the thing. It was the best, well, I'm not going to say it's the best, but one of the better neighborhoods in the Detroit area, man. And, you know, beautiful homes, people kept up their property, but yet and still, I still got robbed in my driveway. So, you know, it just forces you to change everything. And I had a lot of options, and I chose to educate myself, you know, and finding shows like Black Man with a Gun with our mutual friend, Kim Blanchard. And I decided to, you know, embrace gun ownership, man.
Well, I mean, Here's the thing. I know one of the other things that you do that you talk about when you're talking to your classes is what happens if you shoot somebody. What you're about to go through after you shoot somebody in self-defense. Now, that's also something that also has to be considered, yeah?
That is also on my list of topics of things we're going to delve into, man. I'm trying to follow this in a sequential-like fashion. You know, we talked about on our maiden voyage, we talked about awareness. Now, today, we're talking about things that you can do to respond to an encounter. But yes, I have a full plate of topics that if your listeners who are really interested in this topic, I invite them to stay with us on our weekly journey through these subject matters on every Thursday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to give it the full treatment.
I think we also ought to do some merchandise and everything. Just do the whole Planet Rick thing. This might turn into something you can franchise, Rick. This might turn into something huge.
Yeah, well, you know what? We'll take it as it comes, man. Right now, I'm content with making the most of this opportunity, being on your show. And for those who are listening in and those who also listen to your podcast, remember, I'm on the podcast. I'm on one podcast a week. Make sure you find all of the episodes, but make sure you listen to the Thursday episode first.
Yeah. I might just have to, you know. I just like that.
I was a little self-serving there, huh?
Listen. In the media life, it's all self-serving at the end of the day. It's all self-serving. But it's okay to have a little fun, and that's the best self-serving as far as I'm concerned, because you and I could talk about all kinds of other things, but we'll remember something funny that we said on the air.
Right.
When we see each other in Nashville or wherever we hook up with the next time, so.
Well, and the thing that I'm going to go back to that you mentioned a few moments ago, man, is that once, you know, you start taking this journey, it never ends. You know, even for me at this stage, you know, I'm always constantly evolving and learning and being exposed to new topics and subject matter. And sometimes it even takes you away from guns. You know, and it's more than just awareness, and it's more of different options to respond to a violent encounter. You know, it talks about, you know, your lifestyle, you know, and how that could have ramifications or consequences for your safety, man. It's just how far do you want to go down this rabbit hole? And, right. And the thing is, and I'm always cautioned by this, no matter how much you learn, it doesn't guarantee you anything. It really doesn't. But it does increase the odds that you'll be successful in protecting yourself and defending yourself and addressing and confronting danger if you absolutely have to.
Very well put. I mean, the thing about armed self-defense is that when you're picking an instructor, experience is going to matter. And you can gather from listening to Rick, especially if you're in the Detroit area, you can gather listening to him that his is a very studied self-defense method. While all at the same time, he reserves the right to go very loud and very hyper-violent for just a short period of time, and then he's going to turn it back down, and we're all going to go have a latte at Starbucks.
You know, man, it's been a journey in of itself, and I look at this the journey in my own mindset. You know, when I first, was robbed in my driveway, man, I just went through just so many different phases, man. You go through the, oh, I was robbed in my driveway phase, and then it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to take on a more active role in your personal protection. And then you start getting training in guns and learning which gun is the best gun for you, and then you start learning tactics. And then you start learning non-gun means of personal protection.
The one thing I've got to ends. Yeah, it never ends. And it's not going to end because this is the home of Planet Rick. We have run out of time, sir. We will do it again next Thursday. Stay tuned for the next episode of Planet Rick, 7 p.m. Thursday evening. Thank you for joining me, sir.
And next week, be there.
Be there, be square. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.